We learned before that if you're standing with Shusha Yochid, it is awesome the right to pick something from Shusha Yochid and put it into Shusha Rabbit. Now, what if you did part of that? Which means, standing with Shusha Yochid, and he held his hand out with Peiris inside. So he didn't do the full malachi, he didn't put it down. If it's the Toif HaSara, it was within 10 Tfachim of the ground. If he stretches hand into the Shusharabim unintentionally, he didn't realize it was Shusharabim, or he didn't think what he was doing, then even though he did an Issa, he shouldn't have done what he did. It was a partial malacha. The Lamaisa didn't make a knas, and they let him put his hand back inside, bring the food back inside, the basket back inside. But also, he cannot, after he put his hand outside, instead of bringing it back to his Rishus HaYachid, to bring it to another Rishus HaYachid. Because we don't want him to gain anything from doing something wrong. We don't give him a knas, that he has to leave his hand outside, and he can bring it inside, but he can't gain anything by putting in a second chotzer that he wants to put into. Yeah. There's a discussion that there's a more lean opinion that says that if initially he had no intent to put in another chotzer, and then for whatever reason it is, he decided to put another chotzer, then it would be permitted also, since he's not doing what he originally intended to do. But a kohen, once again, if he had his hand, he was holding something in his hand, and he stretched his hand out of the Rishus HaYot, Rishus HaRabim, so with the Shtegel, he could bring his hand back inside, and there's a discussion, if there are certain circumstances, he could put another chotzer. There are opinions. What about if he's lamala ben asar? If you notice, the lotion of the Shulchan Aruch was the Toif HaSara, because within 10 Tfachim, he's in the domain of Rishus HaRabim. He's in the second, third, fourth story. He takes his hand out over the Rishus HaRabim. So, in this situation, there's a discussion. Tosfos holds, Lachatchila, you're allowed to do that. Whereas, the Rashba says that Lachatchila is also to do that. Yeah, but you're allowed to bring your hand back in. He didn't do even a partial with the derais. Rebbe Meizid, if it was lamatan so let him set 10 tefachim over the ground, and he intentionally stretched his hand out with something in his hand, but he did not finish the malacha. Also, he has to leave his hand out till after Shabbos. It's not a very pleasant knas. Yeah. Those that say halimili otzimi boizay, that this whole knas was when he did it before it was nightfall, and Shabbos is coming in with him inside and his hand outside. Then they said that you have to leave your hand outside. It's pretty hard for 24 hours. If he stretches out his hand outside of the Rishus, holding something in his hand, they didn't want to, according to this opinion, they didn't want to make a knas for him to leave his hand out there, because it may be too much for him, and he's going to just drop the thing into the Rishus HaRabim, which will be in his derisa. So, once again, if he was shaggy, stretched his hand out of the Rishus into Rishus HaRabim, he can bring it back. They made it, the discussion, when they made the knas. Did they always make the knas, or they only made the knas that he had to leave his hand outside if he put his hand out before Shabbos, and he left it in that position until Shabbos came in. If he stretch his arm out, hand out, from the Shus Yoh to a Kamel, which is only Shus Rabin to Rabbanon. In that case, even if he did have been made it, the Chazal did not make a knas that he has to leave his hand out, he can bring his hand back in. Today, in most situations, we don't have a Shus Rabin outside of our houses, and therefore, once he brings even intentionally, stretch his hand out of the Shus with something in it, he can bring it back in, but cannot transfer to another chutzpah.